All right, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show here on Highland Radio. You might hear there's a little bit more of a buzz in the background now because we've got loads of guests joining us over the next couple of hours. Michael and Fionnuala are here. We're going to hear very shortly from Shauna Scanlon. She's in studio with us here with Callum. They're going to perform a couple of songs for us. We'll chat about what's been a fantastic year for Shauna as well. Fionnuala's in the building. She's going to be unveiling the winners of our colouring competition. We've got the Finn Valley College Choir in singing a couple of Christmas songs for us. And no one's respecting the fact that I'm on air. It's fine. It's so noisy. Right, OK, I'll get to a couple of comments to wrap up the more serious side of this morning's proceedings. A caller says, talking about speed. No, I read that one. Greg, it might be a good idea to ask the homeless, is it a good idea to buy this new €53 million jet plus VAT? Another comment on to the three gentlemen that are on air at the moment, re-speeding and roads and no Garda presence. What's the point of Garda checkpoints when as soon as people see checkpoints, they're letting others know? Not Garda responsibility, it's the public's responsibility to slow down and also to stop drinking and drug driving. Another caller says, I don't know why we have these discussions anymore. The government have been wasting money when they were in government alone, and now when they're together, they're only interested in keeping the rich richer, and yet the people of Ireland still voted them back in. So I think it's time the media stopped talking about it. As we all know, it was going to happen. All right, thanks for that. Morning attitudes are not going to change. They don't care, the people that do this. For instance, I see a man every mid-morning parking directly across from a certain pub in a certain town and comes out in plain sight of the Garda stroke courthouse, gets into the car and drives off. I avoid him at all costs because I know he's drink driving all of the time. Another caller says, what's your panel's thoughts on traffic in Ballybuffet? 2 points. The crazy crossing at the bank corner, which we've discussed extensively on this show, of course. The cars parked outside the shop and the chemist. The cars and lorries and the buses can't get turned. The yellow box constantly blocked, just like to hear their views. I saw that myself this morning. We can discuss that whenever you like. Was driving last night between Remelton and Letterkenny behind a tractor and trailer. 4 cars decided to pass me, a bus and the tractor, with traffic coming the other way. Could have been absolute carnage. People are taking chances all the time. No respect on the roads. Also cyclists, they think the rules don't apply to them at junctions, lights and roundabouts. Pedestrians on a road without a high vis should be fined. It's up to everyone to look after their safety and everyone else's. Very busy on the text machine this morning. Thank you so much for that. Greg, how can they brush over a serious matter like buying a new government jet when they know there's people living with defective concrete homes and some of these people having to travel for treatment for various diseases as well? Another, the next government can not work for the whole country when they totally ignored the views of all the Sinn Féin voters by refusing to at least talk to Sinn Féin after the election. That's not democracy, no matter what they say. And can you please ask people to put on their lights? Very busy time of the year. I've met several people with no lights on. I understand everyone's busy, but just take a few minutes to put on the lights when you turn on the car. Lights are blinding everyone at night with high beams, but not putting lights on during the day. Indeed-y-o. Let me see. Happy birthday to bingo caller, Dunstores manager, a wonderful wife and mother, Noelle White from Milford. Enjoy your day. Lots of love from your husband, Marcus, and son, Luke. So that request is played for you. Actually, they want that a little later on, so I'll do that again for you a little later on. Lots of you two commenting on... we had the final €1,000 draw as part of our big Christmas giveaway, and the lady came on. Lovely lady, great talker, and then decided to donate the €1,000, I believe it was, to the Donegal Hospice. What an amazing act of kindness at this time of the year. So fair play to that lady. I just didn't get her name, but I presume you know and she knows who she is. Okay, you're very welcome back to a very special 9 to noon show live from the Villa Rose Hotel Ballybuffet, celebrating their 12 days of Christmas kindness, and we'll have much more on that a little later on today. But let's now say a very good morning to Shauna Scanlon. Good morning, Shauna. How are you getting on?
Hello, Greg. How are you?
How are you keeping?
Great, yeah.
What a year it's been for you.
Yeah, it's been mad. Just put out my first single.
Is it a year? Was February. That all in 24? It was, wasn't
all
it?
All in 24. Yeah. I only February put out the first song, and yeah, it's just catapulted. It's been mad. I've had 3 singles out and national radio play. I've been on national TV. And we had a great gig last night in Gallons in Ballybuffet.
Yeah.
Rounding off the year. So yeah, it's been great.
And, yeah, as I say, you know, you can sort of say, right, I'm going to give this a go and launch your first single, but you don't necessarily know what's going to happen from there. And it yeah. seems like every couple of weeks we're having another, you know, career-defining experience almost, as you say, national airplay, local airplay, TV performances and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I was just kind of giving a go at the start. Like, I am a teacher is my day job, but I'm on a career break at the minute, and I thought, I'll do it now, see what happens. But it is a lot of work. You have to push yourself, have to put in the time and kind of put yourself out there. But, yeah, it's class. It's worth it when you hear your song on the radio or see somebody singing along or something like that. So, yeah, it's
good
class.
Stuff. Callum, you're enjoying the ride as well? You're a regular backer for Shauna? I don't have your mic up. Go ahead.
Yeah. I would be Shauna's engineer or producer mainly. I wouldn't actually. I think I'm about fourth choice for standing guitarist.
But I'll take it.
But I'll take it.
All right. Okay. Well, that's all good too. Right. So you're going to sing a couple for us. Shall we get one now? What are you going to sing for us?
We're going to do Last Christmas.
Oh, super. Okay. Whenever you're ready.
I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. I'll give it to someone special. Once bitten and twice shy, I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year, it doesn't surprise me. Happy Christmas, I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying, I love you, I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been. But if you kiss me now, I know you fool me again. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
right, that's a big round of applause, everyone. That is Seana Scanlon there, Bella Buffay singer-songwriter, Callum Jordan, the fourth choice guitarist with her. I'm sure it's not quite like that, but anyway. So we've talked about 2024 for you, and people can check Seana out on socials, Seana Scanlon Music, Instagram, Facebook, and also on Spotify. How important is it for you to sort of be able to market yourself, Seana, you know, and have those tools at your disposal?
Yeah, I think nowadays it's how you get yourself out there the best. It's great in a way because you're able to do it yourself. I'm flat out making silly reels and TikToks. It was so embarrassing at the start, but it just has to be done. but then it's just the way it is, and you get yourself out there to people that you don't even realize how many people you're reaching. So it's great, and it is really important. I think it's a side that musicians don't really like doing, but we kind of feel like it's part of the package now. And
But also you're in control of it a bit more as well, so yeah. it's a bittersweet, isn't it? So you had Homebird, Brand New, and If I Knew out in 24. So how do you, in the entertainment industry, momentum is everything. So how do you keep, you know, what's your plans for 25? What's your targets?
So for 25, I will have another single coming out the start of the year, and I will have an EP coming out. So the EP has been delayed because I'm too much of a perfectionist, so but you're better to have it right than be rushed. So we'll have an EP out as well, and the main goals for 25, I just want to do more gigs, play more live gigs, and just keep writing more music.
Given your style, is it tough getting gigs, or do you sort of have to create them yourselves? Do you know what I mean? Because yeah. I mean, we have some great venues that are, you know, I think sometimes they're often musicians themselves, right? So they understand you know crowds and all that type of stuff. But I suppose you have in your mind what the right venue is as well too, so you're coming at it from your approach as well.
Yeah, I do feel like it is hard for original music. I did the whole playing around the pubs and stuff, and then when you start doing your own stuff, it definitely is harder to get gigs. It's harder for original artists just to get their music out there. But we're lucky in Bal Buffay, we have the Baller. I did the Ghostlight sessions in September, which is unreal. And like Gallons, we did the summer, and we did last night, and I just approached them and asked them, could I put on a night? So you do kind of have to create a lot of stuff yourself, but there is Letterkenny, you have the Cottage, you have
the Arts Centre up there as well.
And, so we're lucky in this county, and we have so much music, but I think then getting out of the county is harder because people, you're not as established. You're just trying to get yourself out there and get yourself into places.
Seana, what are you going to sing for us last? It's up to you, whatever you want to sing, by the way. I don't mind.
We're going to do another Christmas song because why not, Greg? Okay.
But if you promise me that you'll have your own Christmas song December 25th.
Yes, I think I will. A Christmas song by Bal Buffay would be a good one.
it almost writes itself. Yeah. You're going to do them for us this Christmas by Picture This.
Guys.
Listen, Callum Gordon, thanks so much for calling over. And Seana as well, Seana Scanlon.
Thanks very much,
it's great to see your progress in 24 and excited to follow your journey in 25. So this is Seana Scanlon, accompanied by Callum. And this is This Christmas.
Is it warm where you are? Has the snow fallen down? Does the fire light beside you? Is your house dressed in light? Can you see it from afar? Does the fire burn beside you? And it's a wonderful time to make you mine, but I know it's not that easy. I hope that you find love and all you're dreaming of this Christmas. And I hope that you find peace and your mind is at ease this Christmas. Would you watch the children play out upon the street just like you did last year? Would your family gather round? Will you talk about old times? Will you drink a little wine?
And it's a wonderful time to make you mine. But I know it's not that easy. I hope that you find love in all you're dreaming of this Christmas. And I hope that you find peace and your mind is at ease this Christmas, this Christmas. And you're not near, no, you are far. And I want you here, my guiding star, from across the room, 2 miles apart. I'll tell you with a festive heart that I hope that you find love in all you're dreaming of this Christmas. And I hope that you find peace and your mind is at ease this Christmas. I hope that you find love in all you're dreaming of. And I hope that you find peace and your mind is at ease this Christmas, this Christmas.
Brilliant stuff. Big round of applause, everyone. Thank you so much, Shauna Scanlon, Callum Gordon. Check out Shauna on the socials. It is Shauna Scanlon Music. Fionnuala Abbott's about to switch seats here. She's going to join us because we're going to unveil our first winners in our drawing competition. And I just want to let you know what's also coming up. We have brilliant live music, more brilliant live music, I should say, because the Finn Valley College is in the lobby here. Hello, guys. Well, that was Fionnuala. It was the only one made any noise. Okay, they're going to do 2 Christmas songs, and we also have the HSE choir coming in with us as well. So I know you are very excited, Fionnuala, because it is time to unveil the top 3 in our drawing competition. Before we get to that, can you talk to us about the quality of entrance and the level of entrance and all that kind of stuff?
I just wanted to show you what the quality of entrance was so good. These are just the envelopes. Okay. that some of the prizes came in. And just look at these now. Wow. I mean, that's one of them there, well, where done. They sent in and the kids did up their envelope.
Lovely.
This is the second one.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. They really
so I'm like, when I have to work on this kind of quality just for the envelopes, you can imagine how good the prizes, the entries were. Mm-hmm. We were inundated with entries once again. I had a great time yesterday. I was at the hairdresser. We were all judging the colouring competition. Okay. It's a community affair now at this point. I bring it everywhere I go. I love it so much. So I'm going to start now with the, and I think I've given you the list of who they are. So I don't know, do you want to announce them or am I announcing them?
Shall we start? Well, no, I've got the under sixes. Right, you've got the under sixes. Okay, yep. So in third place, who's in third place?
So in third place, I have a little boy called Elim Praise. And Elim is 4 years of age and he goes to junior infants in Skull Columbkill in Letterkenny. And this is his very colourful entry.
Oh, wow. Number 3. Well done to
lovely.
You.
Lovely. So that's third prize, under sixes.
Okay, for our second prize in the under sixes, we're going to Glen Ely.
Yes, for the second prize in the under sixes, we're going to a little girl, age 5, and it's Grace Folan. And Grace has really brought in my favourite colour. Guess.
Purple.
There you go. I love purple. She must have known because it's a lovely purple snowman. And this is second prize and the under sixes.
Wow, fantastic. And possibly, I don't know, the most northerly school in the country might be producing.
I would have assumed this is the most northerly school in the country. And I was delighted, actually, because to see entries coming in all the way from the very tippy top of Donegal. This is a little girl who's 6 years of age. And she's from Skull Nuivhuire in Malinhead. And Lily Doherty is her name. And this is her entrance.
Oh, wow.
Look at that. Yeah. Look at the flame and the candle and everything.
Beautiful.
He actually looks like he's melting. He's in pain there.
Yeah.
As he's singing away. I just thought the use of colour and everything in this is just
and
so lovely.
And even outside the picture to highlight the Highland Radio at the top of the
absolutely.
Page as well.
Yeah. No, okay. We love the use of colour. So that's Lily
Doherty.
Doherty.
Well done to you and
first
all
prize.
At Skull, Niamh, Moore and Mallon. We're going to have the prizes for all three of you
all the prizes are at the radio station for the winners.
Great.
And they're there to be collected today. There's somebody there tomorrow, Sunday, Monday and Tuesday that they can come in and collect their prizes.
Fantastic. And we'll be back with Fionnuala. We're going to go to the under nines after a little bit. But let's take a break now, because coming up very shortly, we have students from Finn Valley College performing live for us here as part of a special show from the Villa Rose Hotel, Bala Buffet. The students from the Finn Valley College in Stranorlar, they are assembling for us. They're going to sing two Christmas songs. And we're also going to have musical instruments, if you don't mind. The keyboard, violin, accordion, tin whistle and so on and so forth. Later on this morning, by the way, they're heading to Jackson's Hotel to the carols, the school's carol service and school Christmas party for their students and staff. So that's something that if you're in the area, you can get along to. So we're at the warm-up act, really, I suppose, before they go on to the big gig a little later on. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, we will have the HSE choir with us as well. They're going to be singing two songs for us. Fionnuala's going to be back. I did spot Michael Leddy in the foyer here somewhere, so we'll get a chat for him from him. And I'm really looking forward to chatting to Emer Sweeney, because we're here as the guests of the Gallen Group at the Villa Rose Hotel here in Bala Buffet, and they've been engaged in a initiative called the 12 Days of Christmas Kindness. So we're very much looking forward to hearing more about that. You can text your requests, your dedications, whatever you want to do to 086 60 25000, 086 60 25000, or give us a call on 07491 25000. But now we are well, that sounds much better, doesn't it? We are now in the company of the Finn Valley Choir, which is all very exciting. And who's on keyboards? Who's the music teacher? Is it yourself?
It is me, yeah.
So talk to us about these students and what you're going to do.
Well, we're here today now and we're going to do two Christmas songs for you. So we're a relatively new music department, and the kids have only been working on it really since September time. So I'm really proud of what they've achieved so far. So
and it's a good mix. You've got a fiddle, you've got a squeezy box, tin whistle, and all the voices.
Yes, we've absolutely loads of talent. We're oozing with talent in the school. As you say, there's a fiddle here today, tin whistles, accordion, and we have loads of lovely singers for you today as well.
So what are we doing first?
We are doing Merry Christmas, Everyone.
Okay, what a lovely way, what a lovely sentiment. Okay, this is students from the Finn Valley College. Take it away, guys.
Celebration.
Yo, fantastic. That was the students from the Finn Valley College in Stranorlar. Music teacher Farah Boyle there as well. Sounds absolutely brilliant. Just to let you know that later this morning, after they're finished with us, they are heading to Jackson's Hotel, part of the Gallen Group as well, actually. And they are taking part in the school choir service and school Christmas party for their students and staff. So that's all very exciting, isn't it? I presume it's the last day of school as well. So, yippee. Right, okay, we're going to have one more. And I think, Farah, this is Jingle Bells. So whenever you're ready, is it?
Silent Night.
Brilliant, excellent. So I'll just get rid of this. No, that's my mistake. Silent Night. Whenever you're ready, go ahead. Big round of applause, everyone. That was absolutely amazing. Those were the students from the Finn Valley College in Stranorlar, expertly accompanied, trained and supported by their music teacher, Farah Bogle. That's correct, isn't it? Yes, of course. You see, can I just want to prove something, Farah, because people think I'm a wee bit... do you see what's written there? Okay, so it's not my fault. Are we good? Am I back on the good list? I'm back on the good list. All right. Listen, thank you so much for calling up. It's been absolutely wonderful. And good luck this later this morning, because they're all heading to the Jackson's Hotel. to the school's carol service and school Christmas party for their students and staff. So your vocals are well warmed up now. You're going to have a fantastic day. All of you, thank you so very much indeed. And thanks to the whole college and the parents and everyone who stuck around. Okay, you can clear off now. No, I'm only joking. Thanks very much, everyone. Okay, we're going to be joined by another choir actually very shortly. But I'm joined by our own Fionnuala Rabbit. Hi, Fionnuala. You're back again.
I'm back again. They were amazing, aren't they?
Absolutely brilliant. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm always so shocked by the level of talent in this county and the young people. They're just fantastic. And I suppose it is because there's such great teachers that are supporting them and doing music in the schools and everything. But they were fantastic.
Because I've struggled to comprehend that I've been doing this for over 20 years now in one form or other. And it's just this eternal conveyor belt of talent. You think, though, this is the generation that's kicking backside. And next thing you know, we get another group of amazing students in. But it is all down to the schools and the teachers. And that play, I don't know if you saw the play that Dromore National School did. That's just one example. I mean, it's top level stuff.
Yeah, it's just fantastic. Whether it's just they've been really lucky. We're really lucky in this county with the teachers that we get, or the students are of such a high caliber of talent. But it's always fantastic just when every time we get students in, they're just amazing. As you say, every year a new batch comes in and they're just as good as the last batch. It's fantastic.
Fionnuala just kicked me under the table because I'm not talking about her colouring competition, which is not true. We're going to do the under nines now, and we've already done the under sixes. Some fantastic stuff. I don't know how. Age is almost irrelevant, actually, because, you know, there's a crossover of the quality across all the age groups, isn't it, Fionnuala?
Absolutely. It's another area in which the young people really stand out here. The colouring competition just brings out amazing talent, and you know me, I love a good colouring. So I always enjoy this time of year. So will I start with third? This is the under nines, and in third place in the this is the under nines. So in third place in the under nines we have my eyesight is nearly that bad. I need to have it so close. So in third place in the under nines we have, and here is her lovely picture, Aveen Boyle. Aveen Boyle is in first class in Scullwira in Glenealy in Inishowen. So still up in the Glenealy with two winners from Glenealy this year. They sent in a huge number of entrants, and I'm sorry they couldn't all be winners, but I just think this is really lovely. Again, lovely flame, and the reindeer just looks so cute. So.
Yeah, indeed, and brilliant work on the candle again. Okay, for our runner-up, we're not going too far from where we're actually sitting here now.
No, not at all, and I apologise because I'm going to say this name wrong. This is a young girl who is age 9, and she's in third class in Robertstown National School in Stranorlar, and her name is Mariana Korzek. So, Mariana Korzek, third class, Robertson National School in Stranorlar, and apologies if I have mispronounced your name, Mariana.
And drum roll, please, because we are now, again, it's not a million miles away from here, but I suppose nowhere in the county is. Again, we are now going to the overall winner in the under nines, and that person is...
Well, this person is from St. Mary's National School in Castlefin, and they are 7.5, I'm told. The half is always very important.
Well, you do halves as well.
I do. I am actually 53.5, so it's very exciting. I always treat myself on my half birthday. So here is the winner of the under nines, and it is a fantastic entry by Charles Gallagher. And just look at the amazing work that Charles put in.
He's made a handbag or a briefcase, sorry.
After breaking it now. He's after making a radio. So we've got our on-off. Yes, our on, our tuner volume and our on-off and everything. So he made a lovely radio out of the picture. And everybody was just in awe of this when they saw it. It was so ingenious to put it all together. So this is Charles Gallagher, and he's 7.5, and he's from Calhame in Castlefin.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you so much, Fionnuala. Fionnuala will be back with us again, of course, before the end of the show. And by the way, we are broadcasting live. For those just tuning in, we are broadcasting live from the Villa Rose Hotel at Ballybuffet. They're celebrating their 12 days of Christmas kindness. And we've got more talent ahead of us now, because the HSE Hospital Choir, along with friends, are in our studio here in the reception. And Winnie is the choir coordinator. Good morning to you, Winnie. How are you getting on? One second, sorry. Go ahead, yes?
Good morning. We're doing very well, thank you.
Right, talk to us about this wonderful group of people we've assembled here.
Well, there's a little bit depleted, our hospital choir, unfortunately, because a lot of them are working today. And so consequently, if they were able to make it last year because they could just pop off, they were released by their managers and they could come up to the, you know, for an hour. But since you're in the Villa Rose today, they couldn't make it to the Bally Buffet.
But we have, so we still have a very generous turnout, don't we?
We have. We borrowed a few people. I won't get them to put up their hands, but it's we borrowed a couple.
Okay. Right. So what are we going to sing first?
We're going to sing Joy to the World.
Okay, really looking forward to this. So whenever you're ready, take it away.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive a King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Saviour reigns. Let men their souls implore. What fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy.
Big round of applause. Wow, that was fantastic. What kind of rehearsal and practice and all that kind of stuff's required to get that good? None, that is the answer, Winnie.
No. We were practicing yesterday evening. But it does take quite a lot of practice. But we have workshops with the hospital choir. We have workshops with Veronica McCarran, who also is the conductor of the Ciola Ceila Choir, and so a couple of the Ciola Ceila Choir are here with us to help us out today.
So what is the function of the choir, Winnie? Because obviously all of you, if not most of you, are in high pressure jobs, right? So and some of you work very long hours, I'm sure as well. So is there a social element, a switch off element to getting together and singing in the choir?
Absolutely. And there has been a lot of research. Not only with the HSE, but you know, with numerous choirs, that choirs or singing is actually good for both for your mental health, which is extremely important, and particularly in, you know, when you're working for it in a healthcare position, or in the health service. So it is extremely important, but it gives people time as well, I think, to just to relax and to have fun and to meet other people in a social way, as opposed to in a working way.
Excellent. Right. So if this is the subs bench, or at least some of the subs bench, and they're this good, I can't imagine when they're all together how good they are. But anyway, what are you going to do for us lastly?
But just before that, I just wanted to mention that we did, on the 21st of September, on Culture Night, we actually performed in the Regional Culture Centre. Mm. And we did two very, very innovative, I'd say, songs that we did. And the whole choir was there involved in that. And we did extremely well. And we also did it with a combination we organised. So there was four choirs singing. And we all did three songs each.
Wow.
So it was, and it went out extremely well.
And when you say innovation, was it like a choir take on modern music,
it's
or what?
Choir take on modern music. It was, again, Veronica McCarran. She had arranged that both songs. We sang Dreams and we sang Viva la Vida.
Oh, like Coldplay, yeah?
Like Coldplay.
Okay, we're going to have a... Viva La Vida sounds a bit foreign, right? And we're going to go a bit foreign for our last one, aren't we?
We are indeed, we are. We actually did with the Ciola Ciola Choir just last Friday night in Stranorlar. We did carols around the world. And so this is one of them, and it's called Bambino. Again, arranged by Veronica.
Okay, Veronica, fair play to you. You're getting a lot of mentions today. Okay, here is part of the HSE Hospital Choir, and it's their version of that Italian song called Bambino.
Bambino!